This is another episode of The Right Life Podcast, your number one source for everything bariatric surgery, from pre-op to post-op. Registered dietitian Alex Conception gives you real, raw tips and motivation through your journey. This is The Right Life Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to The Right Life Podcast. I'm doing something a little bit different today. I just got a new mic. It literally got delivered today, and it is one of those mics that plugs into your phone. One of my mentors, Sam Crowley, he's very recognized in the podcasting world, motivator, speaker, entrepreneur, and this is what he uses. He literally sits in his car every morning and does his podcast from the parking lot of a Kroger grocery. So I'm testing it out because I do have a studio set up in my office. I have a microphone. I'm getting things, you know, pretty much set up. You know, I'm set up for success when it comes to just plug and play. But I know that there's going to be scenarios where I have something that I want to say, and I can't wait till I get home and hit my office before I hit play. So I'm testing this out. I'm literally in my garage. I'm in my car. I plug this bad boy in, and I'm testing out the sound quality. So I hope it's good. I hope you don't get a lot of echo or anything like that. And who knows, maybe this will be the standard. But anyhow, today I want to talk to you about calories and macros. I get asked all the time, how many calories should I be eating? What should my macros be at? So I want to talk about that right now. When it comes to calories and macros, the way that we set it up is the same across the board as how you transition into solid foods, what you need to do afterwards. Now, everybody's different in terms of how you progress, how you start tolerating foods, how much you can eat. I can't tell you exactly how much to eat because how you progress, how you heal, how you adapt varies. For example, 4 weeks post-op, one might be able to tolerate half a cup, 3/4 of a cup of volume worth of food, whereas somebody else may only be able to tolerate 3 or 4 bites at that time. So if I were to write you a plan or write you what exactly to eat, it might not be conducive to what you're able to tolerate at that time. Also, the rate that you lose weight is going to be based off of your metabolism, your age, your height, your lifestyle leading up to this point, also your lifestyle afterwards. So everybody's going to be different, even if you follow the same criteria, because leading up to the surgery, everybody starts at a different spot. Everybody has a different age, weight, starting age, metabolic rate, et cetera, et cetera. The criteria across the board, for the most part, for a lot of practices, and ours included, starts off at 600 to 1200 calories. You're going to get a minimum of 60 grams of protein, and you're going to avoid carbohydrates. That is typically the goal for us. What I recommend is not going over 50 total grams of carbohydrates, and then you will get the rest from fat. Okay, let's just rewind. Let's define a few things. Macronutrients. Macronutrients include protein, fat, and carbohydrates. They yield calories. Okay, there's 4 calories per gram of protein and carbohydrates and 9 calories per gram of fat. So where should one be at? When it comes to my recommendations, I like to utilize the sleeve as much as possible while choosing the right foods, because if I were to give you specific numbers in terms of protein, carbohydrates, and fat, what are you going to do with that information? Are you going to weigh out all of your food and hit those numbers? Are you going to calculate everything? Or are you going to use those numbers to justify eating filthy foods like hamburgers and candies and things like that? Because that's pretty much the rules when it comes to, if you've ever heard, if it fits your macros, it's just a strategy, diet, so to speak, that a lot of people in the fitness industry use, and it's become very, very popular if it fits your macros. But unless you're logging everything, unless you're weighing everything out, you're not going to hit your macros, okay? Which is why I like to advocate and prescribe strictly protein and veggies. If you stick to protein and veggies, you will meet the criteria, all right? You will meet the criteria because the volume that you are allotted due to this surgery will prevent you from going overboard. As long as you prioritize the protein first and fill up on veggies, it's not likely you'll go overboard. Make sense? And that is because the stomach is too small. For the most part, many people have gotten this surgery to simplify your life, to simplify their lives. You couldn't follow a strict plan before. If I were to give you a strict plan now, what makes this time different than before? You will need something simple. Otherwise, you're going to get burnt out. And it's just extremely tedious to weigh everything out in order to hit your macros, so to speak. Now, I still do want you to measure when it comes to protein. But if you just stick to the protein and veggies, you will be able to get everything that you need. I want to clarify, non-starchy vegetables. We're talking about spinach, kale, broccoli, asparagus, mustard greens, Brussels sprouts. You can also do onions, peppers, mushrooms, things like that, cauliflower. So being able to utilize those things, it's going to be a lot easier and less tedious if you just stick to the protein and veggies and allow your sleeve to work for you. Also building that foundation for long-term success, because essentially you are just getting nutrient-dense foods. Hitting the numbers that you need in terms of protein and also getting the micronutrients and the fiber from the vegetables. Now, the protein becomes very, very important. This is going to be another podcast as well but we'll get more into that in another podcast. But it is because the calories are so low, okay? Because the calories are so low, the importance of protein and amino acids become very, very vital to sustain your metabolism, to prevent muscle breakdown for energy, to promote healing, okay, and especially to sustain any exercise and lifting that you're going to be doing, because that's, again, the way to maximize potential and increase or decrease the time to hitting your goal. Now, if you did want to calculate your macros, that's perfectly fine. I'm not saying that you can't. I'm just suggesting that you follow a simplified plan of protein and veggies and get creative in that route rather than trying to find the workaround to justify pizza and burgers. So like I said, stay between 600 and 1200 calories, eat between 60 and 90 grams of protein and stay under 50 grams of total carbohydrates, and then you will get the rest from fat. So that's very confusing as well, because when I say get the rest from fat, that's also, well, what should it be? What should the range be? It varies, because if you were to hit any of those criterias, you will be in range in fat, but they change. So example, let's say you choose 800 calories to stay at, that's your cap, and you hit 90 grams of protein. Okay, and say you eat the total 50 grams of carbohydrate, that will leave you with 27 grams of fat. But if you want to eat more fat, cut down the carbohydrates, let's say 20 grams, that will bring your fat allotment up to 40 grams if you want to stay at 800 calories. Okay, so that's the difference. It's the fat. When I say get the rest from fat, as long as you're logging and you're hitting those maximums and minimums of the calories, protein, and carbohydrates, it's not likely you'll be able to go over in the fat if you're logging everything as well, okay? So I hope that makes sense, but like I said, it's just so much easier to stick with the protein and veggies and allow your sleeve to work for you. Start with the protein. We're talking about steak, beef, chicken, lamb, pork, what have you, and then get the rest from non-starchy veggies, and you will be golden. But that's pretty much it. I hope you guys have a great day. I hope this sound quality is good. We can elaborate a little bit more later, but I do get these questions, and I want to make sure I put that out there for you, and hopefully it'll add some value. All right, guys, take care. I'll talk to you in the next. Peace.
This was another episode of The Right Life Podcast. For more motivation and future episodes with Alex, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any life-changing moments.